Let's all stand. We'll just change over the service. Amen. Amen. I know our brother's ready. Glory. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you, yes, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing. Your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Good afternoon, saints.
Amen.
Good to be in the house of the Lord with you.
Amen.
Amen. Good to worship with you. Serve God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go ahead and go to the Word this evening. I'm going to do my best this evening not to keep you all very long because of the activities that are going to start tomorrow. And some of you all still may have to do some preparation. I know I do. I'm going to be one of the counselors there this weekend, so you just remember me in Amen. Prayer. Amen. So, it'll be my first time doing that, so hopefully we get a good crowd, you know. Good. 13 and 14-year-olds, I think, is the boys, so... Yeah, just remember me. I believe God will do something marvelous within our midst. And so we're just gonna just be salty. That's all we're gonna do, amen. Because who knows, out of that bunch that go there, amen, there might be some preachers that come out of there. Amen. Maybe some pastors, amen. Maybe some pastors, preachers' wives, you know, some missionaries. You just don't know. So we're just gonna be salty and do what we can, amen, for their benefits, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. So this evening we want to read in the Word of God. Let's turn to Joshua chapter 20. Joshua chapter 20. And we're going to read here. And I want to title this, amen, Run to Your City of Refuge. And I want to speak to each and every one of you all. I mean, this is pertaining to each and every one of you, but I want to concentrate mostly on our young people. Amen. Amen. Hopefully it encourages them, you know, for this, preparing them for this coming weekend. Praise God. Because I believe that God has something in store for you. God has something in store for each and every one of us that will be there. Amen. But it's, you only get what you go expecting. Amen. Just like you come here tonight, amen, you're only going to receive what you expect. And if you don't expect anything, if you just expect that it's going to be boring and it's going to be, then that's what you'll get. But if you expect God is going to do something for me, amen, God's going to speak to me through His Word. Amen. God's going to use the lips of that man up there, amen, who's spitting all over that pulpit. And I believe that I'm going to get something from that. Amen. If you come with that attitude, God will be able to bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's read about this tonight in Joshua chapter 20. It says here, the Lord also spake unto Joshua, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint out for you cities of refuge, whereof I spake unto you by the hand of Moses, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwittingly may flee thither, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. Now we'll break this down here in just a little bit. Amen. If you're not understanding right now. And when he that doth flee unto one of those cities shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city, they shall take him into the city unto them and give him a place that he may dwell among them. And if the avenger of blood pursue after him, then they shall not deliver the slayer up into his hand, because he smote his neighbor unwittingly and hated him not before time. And he shall dwell in that city until he stand before the congregation for judgment, and until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Then shall the slayer return and come unto his own city and unto his own house, unto the city from whence he fled. And they appointed Kedesh in Galilee and Mount Naphtali and Shechem in Mount Ephraim and Kirjatharba, which is Hebron in the mountain of Judah, and on the other side Jordan by Jericho, eastward they assigned Bezer in the wilderness upon the plain out of the tribe of Reuben. The Bible here is naming each one of these cities right here. Out of the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth and Gilead out of the tribe of Gad, and Golan and Bashan out of the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities appointed for all the children of Israel. Watch this. For all the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourneth among them, that whosoever killeth any person at unawares might flee thither and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood until he stood before the congregation. Amen. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to reading the word. Amen. Let's just bow our heads before we sit down. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you once again, Lord, for the opportunity that we have, Lord, to speak, Father God, to the, not just any regular people, Lord, but it's your purchase of your blood, Lord Jesus. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be able to even open back the pages of your word, Lord. And Lord, thank you for bringing us here. We ask that you would just anoint the hearer, Lord, their ears, and anoint the lips, Father, that will speak tonight. I'm insufficient within myself, but Lord God, I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so, Lord, help us to get something, Father, that would help us, Lord, in our Christian walk, that would make us better Christians, that would make us better sons and daughters, Lord. We ask that you'd be in our midst and speak to our hearts and continue to be with those requests. Heal the ones that need healing amongst us. And we ask these things now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Praise God. Amen. I haven't started. I had to take my coat off. Praise God. Amen. So, like I said, I want to title this, Run to Your City of Refuge. Amen. Run to your city of refuge. And I worded it this way, your city of refuge, because that's how the Bible here, you can read about this city of refuge in different places in the Word. Amen. You can read it in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, and also in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 19. As well as Numbers chapter 35. And Numbers chapter 35, it's a more detailed look at the cities of refuge. Now, maybe you've heard this, you know what this is about, but maybe some people don't know. Maybe some young people don't know about the cities of refuge. And it's so interesting that God, amen, no matter what law he puts into place, he always has some form of grace, amen. Some form of mercy, amen, for some form of escape, yes, for each and every one of us, amen. There is a place tonight, saints, that you don't have to be sitting there wallowing in your sin. Amen. You don't have to be sitting there wallowing in your condemnation. You don't have to be sitting there wallowing in what you did yesterday or what you did last week. Amen. God has made a way for you to go and escape, amen, the slayer that's after you. And we know who the slayer is spiritually. Amen. Amen. Our slayer is Satan. Amen. And really, when we come into this world, he has claims on you. Mm-hmm. Brother Branham even brought it so far that as he is actually, you're married to Satan when you don't have Christ. Amen. You're actually married to Satan when you are not a Christian. Amen. You are married to him. So he has full claims of you. Amen. So he has full claims on you, and he is after you to destroy you.
Yeah,
he's not after you to help you.
No.
He's not after you to give you a good job. He's not after you to give you, and if he will give you a good job if it's going to make you stay out of church.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, he'll give you a good job then. Oh, this is a blessing.
Yeah.
This is a blessing, you might say, or you might think. But Satan knows exactly what he do to hinder you in your Christian walk.
Amen.
He is out there to destroy. The Bible says he's there to destroy, kill. He's like a roaring lion seeking who he may eat with. You know, have lunch with. Have a picnic with. No, seeking who he may devour.
Amen.
You are his lunch. Amen. You are his dinner.
Amen.
Praise God. And so he has full claims on us. Now, and so in looking at this city of refuge here, praise God, you know, in today's news, you know, we hear a lot about refugees, you know, refugees coming into different countries.
Right.
We got a lot of them coming in right now. Matter of fact, I'm even rethinking about doing mission trip now. They're all coming here.
Yeah.
Borders are just wide open.
Yeah,
like nothing's happening.
Yeah.
But, you know, Brother Bam did say that, you know, the United States is going to end up being one of the most good countries that's going to end up being one, needs more missionaries. And maybe that's where that gets fulfilled. Amen. But, so a lot of refugees, and what a refugee is they're coming they're going to another country to seek refuge or protection from the country that they're leaving from. Let's say they're leaving Mexico and they come to the United States. Amen. They're coming for a protection. Amen. If something, if their life is in danger or their family's life is in danger, you see? And so that's what the word refugee means. Now the word refuge, amen. The word refuge means a shelter, a protection, a safety, a security, an asylum, a sanctuary, a preservation, safekeeping. Praise God. Now, doesn't that sound like what our Lord Jesus Christ is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. He is our shelter.
Right.
Praise God. He is our protection.
Amen.
I don't know of any better protection, amen, than our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He is our safety. He is our security. Amen. He's got more security than your house alarm will ever have.
Amen.
Praise God. He's got more security than your car alarm will ever have. Praise God. More security than even the police out here could ever give you. Amen. He is the security of securities. Amen. Now, I don't know about asylum, because asylum does have a negative connotation to it. Amen. But he is our sanctuary. Praise God. A sanctuary, a place where you know, a lot of people today, they want to create their sanctuary and they're there doing, you know, meditating and burning candles and burning, you know, essential oils. And that's their sanctuary, you know. You know, and doing all this stuff, you know, whatever. That's a sanctuary. They're at peace.
Yeah.
See, he is our peace.
Amen.
We don't need to be doing that, you know.
Yeah.
We just need to live and talk with him and read his word. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise
Amen.
God. We just need to abide with him. Amen.
Amen.
And he abide with us. Praise God. And he is our preservation. He is our safekeeping. Another definition is a condition of refuge, a condition of being safe. Or sheltered from pursuit, danger, or trouble. Praise God. A condition of being safe or sheltered from pursuit, danger, or trouble. Praise the Lord. How many have been chased by a dog before?
Oh, yeah.
Brother Wade, he knows what being chased by a dog is. He's a mailman. Well, I've had several times where I've been chased by a dog. And let me tell you, it's not fun. It doesn't matter how big or small the dog is. If the dog is showing his teeth and barking at you, you get scared.
That's right.
Especially when you're younger.
Amen.
Now, you know, it gets to a point where, you know, well, you just, you know, kick them and they'll calm down. But a lot of animal activists wouldn't like that.
No.
I remember one time I was going down, minding my own business back in South Carolina. And here I was just walking down the street, getting ready to go home. And all of a sudden, this dog just jumps out from this house. It was loose. It was about a mid-sized dog. And he starts barking. And so as I'm walking, I just stop. I'm just there. I mean, I can go. I can go this way or I can go that way. But the barking of a mad dog, I mean, it freezes you. You see? And he's just there barking. And I knew when he was showing those teeth, oh, my. I mean, and so the only thing I could do was take off. I took off, and here I see the dog barking behind me, and I got home. I knew that if I get to my shelter, amen, to my place of refuge, I'd be safe from the dog.
Amen.
Amen. Luckily, the dog, he got tired of chasing me. I can't believe I was outrunning the dog.
Yeah.
Amen. I outran the dog.
Amen.
You don't know what you can do when you got adrenaline, amen, just going all over, you know, adrenaline gets very high. I mean, you're Superman. Praise God. But I outran the dog. And when I got home, I was safe. I was safe from the dog. I was safe from anything else. Amen. That is a refuge.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. There was another time when there was a bully that we used to live with, and we used to live in an apartment complex there in South Carolina, and there was a bully in the apartment complex, and we would hang out together, but then sometimes he'd be cool sometimes, and then sometimes he'd just want to bully you, you know? So he got up in my face one time. We were playing, and all of a sudden he just got up all in my face, and he's like, you know, what you gonna do? And I was just sitting there. I was only like, maybe like fourth grade, something like that. I was just sitting there. I was just kind of backing up. Next thing I know, I just threw a punch. Pow! And I took off running. I wasn't gonna sit there because I knew what he was getting ready to do. I took off running. I knew that about in a minute I'd get to my house. And sure, I got to my house. He was running after me too.
Yeah.
He was running after. I got to my house, and here he come. But I knew if I got to my house, my dad was there.
Yeah.
And he was going to come out.
Yeah.
And he took care of it. But bully said, I'll be back. Now, that's what Satan does.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, that's what he did to Jesus.
Yep.
Amen. Jesus, he said, the Bible said that when he tempted Jesus,
yep,
amen, he fled for a season.
Yep. Right. Yep.
He came back. But Jesus being the Word, amen.
Amen.
There was no match for him, amen.
Amen.
There was no match for the Avenger,
amen.
Praise God. See, Satan thought that he had claims on Jesus, amen, and he was talking to his Creator.
Yeah. Right.
He was talking to his Creator right there.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. So, that is what a refuge means, amen, a place of safety, praise God. And so in looking here at the book of Joshua, and like I said, you can read this in detail in Numbers chapter 35. And what it was in the law of Moses, amen, God's commandments, if a man was going to took the life of another man, or killed another man, or murdered another man intentionally, or with hate, amen, or did it, you know, did it intentionally, that man's life was supposed to be taken as well by the others, by others. So it was an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, you see? And that was the law of God. You see, and you might ask, why is it that God allowed that way? It was because life was so precious to God. Amen. The life was so precious to God that if you took another man's life, and it was in so much that even if an animal would take a man's life, that animal was supposed to be die, was to die as well. Amen. Animal activists wouldn't like that either. But that's what God said. But now God made a way that if a man unintentionally took the life of another man, or accidentally killed another man, and it wasn't his intention to do it, there was a way that God made a way of escape for that man.
Amen.
To not be killed as well.
Right.
And Brother Brandon brought it this way. He said that let's pretend that there was two men that they were in the woods, and they were chopping wood, and they had their axes, and they were chopping wood, and all of a sudden the axe head comes off of the one of their axe and hits the other man in the head and kills him. You see? Now nobody saw what had happened. Only he knew what had happened, and he knew that he did not do it intentionally. He did not kill that man intentionally. But according to the law, he knew that that person's father, or that person's son, or that person's uncle, they had the rights to kill that man, whether he did it intentionally or not, unless he ran to a city of refuge. Unless he ran to the closest city of refuge.
That's right.
Praise God. And so the best thing that that man could do at that moment was take and run to the closest city of refuge, because as soon as the family would find out that their father was dead, that they didn't have, their brother was dead, or a husband was dead, or a wife was dead, or whatever, amen, they were after that person. Because according to the law, they had the rights to go do that. An eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Amen. And so what would happen is that this man would go, amen, he'd start running to the city of refuge as fast as he could. And he would get there, and the people of the city, amen, they would take him, and then they were, and he would explain their case to him and say, listen, I shed innocent blood. I didn't intentionally kill this man, and they're after me. And they would let him in, but they were Levites in there, and they were men of wisdom, that they would look at his case and they would judge righteously whether he unintentionally or intentionally killed that man or not. And so it's interesting that it was Levites that were in those cities, because in all 48 of the cities, and you can go back and read all of this, in those cities there were Levites. Those cities belonged to Levites. And so Levite priests. And so that man was safe. And that man could stay there. No matter if the avenger would come, hey, give me that man. He killed my husband, or he killed my brother, or whatever. He could not do anything to him because he was in safety. Right. Amen. He was in that city of refuge. There was nothing that could be done. Praise God. Yes. And so you could just look at this, saints, and it's just it types Christ perfectly, saints. It types Christ. Amen. Because some of us, sometimes, saints, and this has happened to me, amen, sometimes instead of us going, amen, to where we need to go, amen, if we falter, if we fail, and we run, and we need to run is to Christ, amen, not back to the world, not back to the things that led you to do what you did, amen, but run to Christ, run to the one that can lead you, amen, that can safely shelter you, that can forgive your sins, amen. Amen. That can give you peace in the midst of your condemnation.
Amen.
But what do we do sometimes? Amen. We wallow in our sin. Like, well, I might as well just keep going. Amen. And that'll never work. You know what's going to happen? You're going to die. What if the man that stayed right there, amen, that accidentally killed that man, if he said, well, I'll just wait just a little bit longer, you know, he was going to die. He was going to die. Well, I mean, what if he said, well, I mean, you know, I don't like that city over there. I think I'll just go over here, you know. He was going to die. He was going to die. Because that wasn't the word of God. That was his city of refuge. That was where he was supposed to go to be protected. Amen. Well, if he said, well, I'll just go later, or I'll just make some sort of excuse. Amen. Or I'll run to the Baptist church, or I'll run to the Pentecostal church, or I'll just go to church. Amen. I'll be a good Christian, and you have not run to that city of refuge. Amen. Or I'll just be a good brother and sister. I'll shake the brother's hands at church, the sister's hands. I'll smile at them. I'll look like a Christian, and you have not run to the refuge. Amen. You're going to die. Because our refuge and our shelter is in Christ. Amen. It's not in anything else. It's not in another church. It's not in another system. Brother Wade is not your refuge. Brother Dell can't be your refuge. I can't be your refuge. None of your ministers here can't be your refuge. The only refuge is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Your mom and dad can't be a refuge. Amen. Nobody else can refuge. Amen. Some people even had our last president as their refuge. And you see how that went. And some people even have our current president as their refuge, and you see how that's going.
Yeah.
The Bible says that cursed is the man who trusts in man. You can't trust anything else outside of Christ.
Amen.
You can't trust anything else outside of this word. Amen.
Right.
Praise God. I don't know where I could find peace like the peace that I find in Christ.
Amen.
I don't know where I can find joy like the joy that I find in Christ. I don't know where I can find, amen, have a good time like the good time that I can have in Christ.
Amen.
Praise God. That is the best time I've ever had. When I thought I was having a good time when I was out in the world, amen, the next day I was sick. Throwing up. I thought I was having a good time. I was then on the toilet the next day, throwing up and, oh God, headache. That's not a good time, young people. So if your heart is longing for things like that, I hope it's not. Well, let me just be real with you. If your heart is longing for, oh my, if I could just, if I knew what it was like to be in a club and, oh my, and just do all that stuff, you know, and wear my shorts all the way up to here and show off my body and guys, you know, just, you know what they do. You see it all in, you even see it out in the people out here. I'm going to tell you, that looks all tantalizing and it looks good and it looks very nice, but let me tell you, it comes with consequences. Everything has consequences. Everything has consequences. So you think, oh, my, alcohol is great. One beer is good, amen. But then it'll turn into two beers. Then it'll turn into three. Next thing you know, you're slap drunk, amen. And a man is right there waiting to rape you if you're not careful. You see what it leads to. Because I've seen it. I've seen it in the world that I lived in. So it's nothing pretty like the picture, like what the slayer, Satan, would portray it to you. It's not that way. Amen. It's not pretty. Praise God. My goodness, I got off that. Somebody may need it. Amen. But aren't you thankful that there is a place that you can run for safety? Amen. You don't need to go back. You know, when we were depressed out in the world, what happened? Amen. Those of us who lived out in the country and here in the South, what did they do? They'd go listen to country music. I lost my dog. I lost my wife. My truck done died. And you're there with that same spirit, you know, just feeding off the same spirit, and it's all over you. I done lost my dog. I done lost my wife. There's a tear in my beard because I'm crying for you, dear. You see, it's the same spirit. I remember, and even those who, you know, I used to listen to hip hop and all that. And when you wanted to feel like you were, you know, you were powerful and you know, you had the upper hand over people and all that kind of stuff. What do? You listen to hip hop. You listen to rap. You listen to all that kind of stuff that makes you feel like, or when you want to have an upper hand over women, you listen to hip hop. You listen to rap. Because that's the spirit behind that music. I remember a brother one time, he was telling me that he was getting ready to mug a man or he was going to commit some sort of crime. This was before he became a Christian. And he said, brother, I remember I was in the car. I was planning everything out. And I was in my car. And I was there. I was listening to gangster rap. I was just prepping myself, amen, prepping my mind so that I can go ahead and do that. Those things prep your mind so that you can go do what you think that you're not supposed to. So that's why we have to be careful with the music that we hear. You think it's just nagging at you. But let me tell you, we've been through that. Each and every one of us, we've been through that. I know what it's like. I've been through all kinds of music. And let me tell you, if you're not careful, it will cause you to do things that you think that you would never do. Because why? Satan was the second created, next to God, most important next to God, and what? He was the one who was directing the choir up in heaven. He was the song leader. So he knows all about music. So anything that is outside of good godly music that makes you think about God, if it's outside of that, it is not of God. It's of the slayer, of Satan. Anything that's causing you, amen, to cheat on your wife, anything that's causing you, amen, to think lustful thoughts, to do smoke weed, to do all that stuff, do you think it comes from God?
Nope.
It can't. It's not of God.
Amen.
It's of Satan. It's of the slayer. And so if you run back to those things, amen, instead of you running to Christ, praise God, you're just going to be wallowing in there.
Amen.
You're going to be wallowing. And you're going to die.
Yep.
Because you're not under your city of refuge. Amen.
That's right.
Praise God. Amen. So these cities of refuge, amen, were for everyone. The Bible says there in Numbers chapter 35, verse 15, these six cities shall be a refuge, both for the children of Israel and for the stranger and for the sojourner among them, that everyone that killeth any person unawares, that they didn't know, may flee thither. So it's not just for the message believer. It's not just for you. Amen. It's for everyone. The Bible says, whosoever will. Amen. Let him run. Amen. The Bible says in John chapter 3 verse 16 that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever shall believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. You might think, oh my, I can't live up to that, to the life of some brother so and so or sister so and so. But let me tell you, he's saying whosoever will. Anybody could run to the city of refuge. Anybody. Didn't have to be an Israelite. Didn't have to be a message believer. Anybody could run to the city of to that city of refuge. And Christ was right there with open arms. The people were right there with open arms, ready to receive. Because that's what that city was made for. That's why Christ is there. He's not going to be there to condemn you. He's not going to be there to add more hindrance to your life than what you already have. Amen. He is right there to give you exactly what you need. Praise God. Amen. Now Jesus, he treats everyone the same. Amen.
Amen.
You know, in this day and time that we live in, amen, everybody feels, there's people out there, they're saying, I don't feel equal. You know, and I don't feel, you know, that it doesn't matter to him, amen.
Right.
No matter what the color, no matter what the gender, amen, to God, everybody's the same.
Right. That's right. Amen.
And he will receive them just the same.
Right.
Praise God. The only thing is that you need to run to him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Right. You need to run to him. Matthew 11:28 tells us, amen. Jesus said, come unto me all that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Amen.
Amen. You can't find rest anywhere else but in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. In our city of refuge. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, we're just getting, started already on my trip to Central America now, you know, with the heat now.
You know? Sorry.
That's fine. just practicing, getting things going. But, it's okay. No worries. It'll be 10 times hotter down there. No ACs either. Now, let's look at these cities of refuge here for just a moment. Amen. There was three cities. The Bible says there were three cities within Canaan, and then three cities outside of Canaan.
Right.
Now, here are the city names. We were reading them. Kadesh. And Kadesh, if you look at what Kadesh means a holy place. Amen. Shechem. Shechem was another city, and it means back or shoulder. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the Bible says that the government will be upon his shoulder. Amen.
Right, amen.
Hebron, amen, means association.
Right.
Amen. He wants to associate with you.
Amen. Right.
Amen. If you want to associate with him, he wants to associate with you.
Right. Right.
Amen. But if you're afraid of dissociate with anybody that is a Christian or anything like that, then that just shows you don't want to associate with Christ.
Right.
Amen. Right. And then another city was Bezer. And Bezer means a gold ore. Amen. We know gold is a pure metal.
Amen.
And he is gold. Amen. And Ramoth and Gilead. Ramoth means heights. And Gilead means rocky region. Amen. So it was heights, and he is our rock.
Amen.
He is our rock. Praise God. And then Golan, it means their captivity or their rejoicing. Praise God. And we rejoice when we're under that refuge. Amen. Praise God. When you've done wrong, when you've made a mistake, young people, amen, don't go looking for anything else. You find rejoicing in his word. You find rejoicing in his ways, in his shelter, in his tower. Amen. Under his rock. Praise God. Under his wings.
Amen.
That's where you find rejoicing. Amen.
Amen.
Now these cities, they were set in high places. They were set on high. They were not secret. They were not anything secret. Anybody could see them from far off. As a matter of fact, they even say, if I was reading, that they say that there is even signs they were put to these cities, and the roads to these cities were very wide. They were very wide. So there was no way for you not to get to this city. There were high, and you could see them, and they were not hidden. Amen?
Amen.
See, God has not done anything under a rock.
Amen. Right.
Everything that He's done, amen, has been public. It's well known.
Amen.
Amen. Even in this hard day,
amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
It's been public.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's just people don't see it. But it's there. But it's public. Amen. He doesn't do things under a rock. He's there and He's waiting, amen, for you to see it, for you to know that you need Him. Amen. And run to His shelter. Amen. Run under His wings. Praise God. Amen. None of this is done in secret. Amen. None of this is done in secret. It's not hidden. It's not hard to find. It's not hard to find. The best thing that you can do, young people, amen. If you falter, if you fail God, amen. Go back, go to His Word.
Amen.
Repent.
Amen.
That's, we all hear that.
Amen.
We all see that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the least thing that we want to do.
Right.
Is repent.
Right, brother,
because Satan is right there with that condemnation. Oh, if you just tell him that you feel bad and you, amen. He won't hear you. He's not going to listen to you. You have to crawl and do 8 Hail Marys and you have to do all these kind of things. He wanted to make you think that it's difficult to reach that city.
Yeah.
And in reality, all you got to do is run to it.
Amen.
All you got to do is run to it.
Amen.
There's nothing else that you have to do but run to
Amen.
It. And I think all of us can run.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
Amen. And the same thing, I think all of us can repent.
Yeah. Amen. Right.
Praise God.
Amen.
Not just for our young people, amen, even adults.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Because we sometimes, we wallow in our condemnation.
Yes,
and we don't want to confess that we did wrong. We don't want to do, amen, but all you got to do is repent.
Yes.
Praise
amen.
God. Now here's some things that the Bible says in regards to God being our refuge. In Proverbs chapter 18 verse 10, the Bible says, the name of the Lord is a strong
yes,
tower.
Amen.
Amen. The righteous run to it
yes.
and are safe.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
2 Samuel chapter 22 verse 3. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation.
Amen.
Amen. My stronghold, my refuge and my savior. You save me from violence.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You save me from the slayer
yeah.
that wants to kill me, that wants to devour me.
Amen.
With his music, with his pop culture,
yeah.
with his movies, with his worldly fashion. He wants to destroy me with all of those things.
Amen.
Amen. But you are my refuge. You are my shelter.
Amen.
You are my shield. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 61:3, for you have been my refuge. This is David speaking. For you have been my refuge, a tower of strength against the enemy. Psalms 91:2, I will say to the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress,
Amen.
My God in whom I trust.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Psalms 144:2, He is my steadfast love and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer.
Amen.
He is my shield in whom I take refuge, who subdues peoples under me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. So
David,
he saw God as his refuge.
Yep. Amen.
He didn't see a pop singer as his refuge. He didn't see a movie star as his refuge. He didn't see a president as his refuge. Amen. He saw God as his refuge. And he didn't have the Holy Ghost. How much more us who have the Holy Ghost. Amen. Instead of looking out here to the world, look to God, look to the Word, look to who really is our refuge, and then He'll be able to shelter you from the enemy. Sometimes we wonder, why is my life going this way? Why is this happening in my life? Why can I correct this in my life? Amen. Who are you running to for shelter? Are you going to the world for shelter? Because they can't shelter you. They got only temporary shelter. God has eternal shelter. That roof never breaks, amen. Those windows never break, amen. That door never, amen. It's all perfect. Praise God. And the people there are people of confidence if they have the Holy Ghost in that city. It's people who you can trust. If they have the Holy Ghost.
Right. Amen.
Because there could be people in the city. And maybe not be people of confidence. Amen. But there are people, there were people there in that city who were supposed to be judges.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They were supposed to be people of confidence.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
It would behoove you young people sometimes. Amen. to ask some of these adults.
Absolutely.
That's right.
You know, you want to learn some wisdom, you want to ask the ones that are older than you.
Right,
don't go to your friend who's having the same problem that you have. Why is he going to help you?
Yeah.
He's got the same problem you have.
Right.
Go to the one who defeated pornography.
Amen.
Go to the one who defeated hip-hop music.
Right.
Go to the one who's been able to defeat things of the world, who's been an overcomer,
right,
and see what they did.
Amen.
Get their counsel.
Amen.
Praise God. That just makes sense.
Right.
It makes sense. Don't be scared about coming to somebody,
amen,
that can help you.
Right.
First and foremost, go to God.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Go, but these brothers can help you. Brother Dale can help,
amen,
you. Brother Wade,
right,
can help,
amen,
you. Amen. Your mom and dad can help you.
Right.
If you let them help you,
amen,
they can help you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Now, and he, looking a little bit further at these cities, amen. These cities, they were, like I said earlier, they were part of the 48 cities that were given to the Levite priests. Now, it's interesting that it was Levite priests that lived there. And Hebrews 5:6 tells us that Jesus Christ is a priest forever.
Amen.
Amen. What? After the order of Melchizedek.
Amen.
Praise God. So there was these Levite priests who were judged righteously.
Amen.
Amen. There. About the matter, about the man who was running to that city and saying, I didn't kill this man, I didn't kill this woman, I didn't do this. Amen. They would be able to judge righteously,
amen,
because they had contact with God.
Right.
Amen. They had contact with God. They were called by God. How much more in this hour, saints?
Amen.
Amen. You run to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Right.
Amen. You run to Him. You run to His Word for help.
Right.
Praise God. And He's be able to help you.
Amen.
Amen. But He can't help nobody that doesn't run to Him.
Right.
He's not going to force you.
Right.
Amen. You come, you have to go, choose to come. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Brother Branham says here in the message, letting off the pressure, I'm inside of a tower. I don't have no desires to even look out. He that puts his hands to the plow and even turns to look back is not worthy of the plowing.
Yep.
Amen. He that looks back when he's supposed to run to the city of refuge and looks back, amen, he is going to be killed.
Right.
What a place to come. Yes, outside you die, but inside you're safe.
Amen.
Amen. Just come in and let off the pressure. That's the thing to do. And Christ is our tower. Yes, God's provided place of safety. Joshua built those houses and those cities of refuge, and God built us a city of refuge that's in His Son, Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. The name of the Lord is the mighty tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Praise the Lord. They're safe. How would you think that you're not safe in Christ? How would you think that you're not safe, amen, when you're in His Word? How do you think that you're not in His will when you're reading His Word, when you're praying, when you're meditating on Him, when you're coming to church, when you're doing what you're supposed to do? How do you feel unsafe? There's no way for you to feel unsafe. Amen. You're doing your part and He will do His. That's why I love, amen, James chapter 4. James chapter 4 says, I forget which verse, but it says, one of the verses in there, James says, draw nigh unto God. And He will draw nigh unto you.
Amen.
And you might have seen this example before. Amen. But if you draw nigh unto God, Brother Wade, stand right there. Amen. You're God.
Amen.
Amen. And as I'm drawing to you, He says, and He will draw nigh unto you as well.
Come together right
here. Amen.
Amen.
It's my city of rest. Well,
amen.
Not really. Draw nigh unto God and He will draw nigh unto
amen.
You. It's not that God sits there by, you know, and waits for you to come to Him.
Yep.
It's that He's doing His part when you do your part.
Amen.
Right. Right.
You have to believe that.
Amen. Amen.
Yep.
But if you're not doing your part, what's He going to do?
Right.
Is He going to force you?
No.
Come on and serve me, Zach. Come on.
Yeah. Nope.
That's not, how can God do that? And you do it, you know, with a good heart and a good, there's no way.
No.
He doesn't do that.
No. Right.
But He says, come unto me,
yes,
all ye that labor and weary,
yes,
and I will give you rest.
Amen.
And draw nigh unto me,
yes,
and I will draw nigh unto you.
Amen.
Do your part and He will do His.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
2 + 2 = 4. It's that simple. It's that simple. Amen. Praise God. But some people, you know, maybe that man that might have accidentally killed that man, maybe he might be saying, well, I live too far from that city of refuge. I can't make it. But you know what's going to happen? He's going to die.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah. I live too far from church. I don't think I can make it.
Come on, brother.
You're going to die spiritually.
Right.
You're going to die spiritually. I just can't make it to church. You're going to die spiritually.
Yep.
It's just 2 + 2 = 4.
Right.
Amen. Especially in the era that we're living now, where people have used the pandemic as an excuse to stay away from church.
Yep. Right.
Amen. If you're more scared of going to church and dying physically than dying spiritually, then something's wrong with you.
That's right.
Something's wrong with you. That's not God.
Right. Right.
Amen. That is Satan.
Amen.
Working in you. Amen. Talking to you and telling you to come. Stay. Don't run to the city of refuge. Now, I'm not saying the church here is the city of refuge. Christ is the city of refuge. Amen. Praise God. But you come here. Amen. You have more opportunity to find Christ than at your house.
Amen.
Amen. Or at Walmart or at Taco Bell. You know, we're not scared to go there. And we'll go inside, too. We don't go through the drive through. We go inside. But we're scared to come to church. Oh my. I'm afraid I'm not going to come out alive. I'm going to say it again. If you're scared of coming to church, amen, you're more scared of dying physically than dying spiritually, something's wrong with you. Something's wrong. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, the word is too strict. You know, those preachers over there, they're just too strict and they're too demanding. And I don't understand anything they say. What if that man that killed that, you know, accidentally killed that man, what if he said, I don't understand those people that live in that city. I don't think I'm going to run over there. You know, I don't understand them. You know, we got people like that today. You know, I don't understand them. I'll just stay home. You know, you're going to die.
Amen.
You're going to die. You're going to get killed by the manslayer, the one that's after you. You're going to die. That's just it. Amen. Praise God. You cannot live, amen, under your own terms. You've got to live under God's terms.
Amen.
It's His word, it's His way, or it's no way. Amen. There's no, your opinion does not count. Amen. When it has to do with the word of God. Praise God. It's His way, or it's no way. I don't want my way, because my way gets in my way. My way gets in my way. My own thinking, my own opinions get in my way of God working in me. Amen. Of me getting to that refuge city. Amen. It gets in my way. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then if you continue reading, and I'm going to finish up here in just a moment. If you continue reading, if you read with me in Numbers chapter 35, verse 25. I believe I gave the brothers this, but if not, you can turn with me there. Numbers 35, verse 25, it says, and the congregation shall deliver the slayer out of the hand of the revenger of blood. In other words, and so that city was to take in that man that went to that city seeking refuge. And the congregation shall restore him to the city of his refuge. You see, the city of his refuge. That's his city of his refuge. Amen. Is Christ your Christ? Is Jesus Christ your Jesus? Amen. Do you have a personal walk with Him? Is He personal to you? Or is He just the second person of the Trinity? Or is He just somebody far off that I can't really reach? No. He's gotta be personal to you. Young people, He's got to be personal. He's got to be more than just a Bible story.
Amen.
He's got to be more than just going to church and I'm just doing what my mom and dad tell me to do. Amen. He's got to be more than that to you. Amen. He's got to be a revelation to you. When something is a revelation to you, then there's no way, amen, that you can deny it, that you can doubt it. Amen. When I met Brother Zach, amen, I know now it was revealed to me that is Zach Black. Because I see him. And I know when he comes through the door, I know who that is. That's Zach Black.
Yep.
Amen?
Right.
He looks just like his dad. Mm-hmm. And he walks almost just like his dad. It was revealed to me that that is Zach Black. And I have no doubt that it's Zach Black. And that's the same thing with you, young people. Amen. When Christ is revealed to you, you know, and there's no doubt and no shadow in your mind anymore when Christ is on the scene.
Right. Right.
Amen.
True,
you know, amen. When you start teetering, amen, in the things of the world, amen, you know that that's not what was revealed to you about Christ.
Right. Amen.
Amen. When things start getting a little rocky, amen, with music and with things of the world, movies and all these, you know that's not what Christ revealed to you.
Right.
That's this man, that's the manslayer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's Satan behind you.
Right.
Trying to defeat you. Amen. So we continue reading here. And the congregation shall restore him to the city of his refuge whither he was fled. And he shall abide in it. Wait, until when? Unto the death of the high priest.
Right.
Amen. Which was anointed with the holy oil. Now who is our high priest?
Right.
After the order of Melchizedek. Who is it?
Amen.
Praise God. See, it's only until after he died, after he made the sacrifice that he made, that we can actually go free.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
That we can actually be free.
Right. Amen.
But anything else outside of Christ is not freedom.
Nope.
It's slavery.
Amen.
Praise God.
True,
anything outside of Christ is not freedom.
Nope. Right.
Amen. But if the slayer shall at any time, verse 26, but if the slayer shall at any time, in other words, the man that accidentally killed the other man, if the slayer shall at any time come without the border of the city of his refuge, whether he was fled, in other words, if he left that city of refuge, if he got out just a little bit, I just want to go out here, you know, and just walk down. Ooh, look at that girl down there. Ooh, look at that guy. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. It just takes just a little bit. Guess what? Guess what's going to happen? Watch what it says. Verse 27. And the revenger of blood find him. In other words, the man that was trying to kill him to avenge his blood, his family member's blood. And the revenger of blood find him without the borders of the city of his refuge. And the revenger of blood kill the slayer. He shall not be guilty of blood. In other words, the one that was trying to kill him, and if he finds him outside of the city, according to the law, he had the right to continue. So it does not matter how long you've been in church, saints. It does not matter how long you've been under the protection of your parents. It does not matter how long you've been. Amen. If you get outside of Christ, amen, you're going to get killed. Spiritually. It doesn't matter how much you go to church. It doesn't matter if you teach Sunday school. It doesn't matter if you preach. If you get outside of Christ, amen, Satan has the right to take you. Because you're outside of God's protection. You're outside of His refuge. Amen? Praise God. So that man could come back and kill that man. Verse 28, because, watch, he should have remained in the city of his refuge. Until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the slayer shall return into the land of his possession.
Amen.
You stay where Christ is. Don't get outside of Christ.
Amen.
Young and old, amen. Stay in Christ. Especially more in this hour that we're living in. We're living in a crazy world out here today. Amen. Where up is down and down is up. Where a man is a woman and a woman is a man and whatever more in between. They don't even know anymore.
Amen.
Saw one yesterday. Me and my wife were out eating. You know, it was her birthday yesterday and we were out eating and walked out of the restaurant. And I looked over there and I told her, you know, I couldn't tell if that was a man or a woman. But I knew something was funny. First thing I thought was, that's a man. And I told my wife, I said, you know what? I think the first inkling that you get about a person, whether you don't know if it's a man or a woman, amen, that's probably what they are. Because, I mean, the human, you know, we were created, I mean, God created us in a we're perfect in the way He created us.
Amen.
Our instincts and the things, amen. And we have that first instinct that something is wrong. That's probably what it is. Amen. If you're not sure if it's a man or a woman, but your first instinct, that's a man. It probably is a man. All right. Let me get off of that. Maybe we might get shut down by YouTube. They're just shutting everything down now. You say anything about things like this or all kinds of, you get your channel shut off. All right. Praise God. But because he should have remained in the city of his refuge until the death of the high priest. Amen. Stay in Christ, saints.
Amen.
Amen. You might say, well, I've never taken a life. You know, I've never killed anybody. I never murdered anybody. Amen. I've never done those things. Amen. But how do you talk about your brother? How do you talk about your sister? What are the thoughts that go through your mind about your brothers and your sisters? How do you talk about them? Because the way you talk about them either hurts or helps their influence.
That's right.
And when you're hurting somebody's influence, amen, you're killing them.
Right.
That's what Brother Branham said. Amen. So we've all been guilty. The Bible says that all of us like sheep have gone astray. We're all sinners.
Right.
We have sinned. We've done wrong.
Amen.
Amen. We've all done wrong. Whether you think you did or not. We've all lied. We've all stole something. We've all cheated. We have all done something wrong to sin against our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And every time, listen to me, young people, every time that you just continue in wallowing into your sin, and just stay there and don't come and run to your city of refuge. It's just like you just sitting there continuing pounding those nails in Jesus' hands. Just keep nailing him to the cross. You say, I never nailed Jesus to the cross. But what put Jesus on the cross was our sins and our iniquities. So if you continue to stay in your wallowing of sin and in your life and in what you're doing, instead of doing what you're supposed to do, running to Christ, running to Him, amen, you are sitting there continually nailing Him on the cross, nailing His feet on the cross. You're putting Him into an open shame again. Praise God. Amen. So we don't want to do that. Because it's been our lies, it's been our lusts, it's been our those things, amen. It's those little foxes that spoil the vine, the Bible says. It's not a murder. I know none of us have murdered anybody here, I hope not. But there's no big sin or little sin before God. The murderer, physical murderer, gets just as much punishment as the one that kills verbally. If they don't repent. To God, it's that way.
Amen.
Amen. We look at and I'll finish with this example, these two examples. We see when the children of Israel were running, amen, from the slayers of the Egyptians, amen.
Yep.
When they were in God's will, amen, they were following His will. They were running towards where they were supposed to run, following their prophet, amen, obeying the word, amen. Guess what God did to the manslayer, to the ones that were chasing him, those Egyptians. He killed them. The Bible says that this day you will see these Egyptians no more.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. When you are in God's will, you will not see that temptation in your life anymore. You will not see that. I mean, the temptation will come. The temptation will come, but you won't easily fall into it. Amen. You'll have something to fight with. You're not alone. You won't easily succumb to the temptation. Praise God. Amen. And I'm thinking about Lot and his family. When God told him, when the angels told him to flee Sodom. Amen. They were supposed to flee and not look back. But his wife, amen, she liked her sewing parties too much. She liked her you know, Coach purses too much. She liked her all you know, her shoes and her trips to the mall and the Amazon too much. She just liked it too much. She liked all that stuff too much and she couldn't give it up. Amen. And when she turned around, I cannot give up my Pandora account. I cannot give up my Spotify account. I just can't. She died. She died. Her Spotify account got her to be killed. Yeah. Hey, it's just as easy as that. It's whatever kills you constantly. Amen. It's whatever you can't give up easily. Amen. That's what's killing you. Amen. Whatever it is, let's get rid of it. I'm just being real with you guys.
Amen.
Amen. My Netflix account, my Amazon Prime account, whatever it is. If it's outside of the Word of God, amen. And if it's freezing you instead of you running to the way the angel told you to go, amen, running to the city of refuge, if you're just sitting there, oh, you're going to die spiritually. Amen. You're going to die spiritually. Praise God. Amen. We remember the woman that was caught in adultery. Amen.
Right.
And Jesus and the Pharisees brought her to Jesus and said, this woman, amen, she was caught in the very act of committing adultery. What do you say we should do? And all Jesus did, amen, he said, you who have not committed sin, throw the first stone. And he just kept writing on the ground. Amen. Just kept riding. And that was true because all of them have committed sin. All of them had committed sin.
Right.
None of them. I mean, they seemed like they were righteous, but they had all committed sin.
Yep. Right.
They could not condemn this woman.
Yep. Right.
Now, according to the law, they were supposed to stone her.
That's right.
According to the law. But the law was standing right there before them.
Amen. Right.
Jesus
Amen.
Christ
right.
was standing right there. And he said, okay, yeah, the law says this, but I am the law. And this is what I say. And that woman, amen. And each one, they dropped their stones and they left and the woman was standing there just with Jesus himself. Jesus didn't walk away from her. Amen. He sat right there and he said, woman, where are thine accusers? And she said, I have none. They're gone. Amen. And he said, well, I don't accuse you
Amen.
Either.
Right.
Go and sin no more.
Amen.
He said, go and sin no more.
Amen.
And that's what I tell you tonight, saints, young people. Amen. As you're preparing your mind for a good weekend. Amen. Go and sin no more. Amen. Don't disbelieve his word. Amen. Prep yourself. Amen. To receive more of his word so that you can become more like that word. Amen. Don't think, oh my goodness, or you know, or if you're struggling, or you know, just think, I'm going to receive more of God,
Amen.
Because I want more of God.
Amen.
And Lord, if you don't have that wanting in you, Lord, I want put that in me, Lord.
Amen.
Make me run to you, draw me, as the song goes,
Amen.
Draw me, Lord,
right.
and I'll come running after you.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. But it's not time, amen, that man who killed that man unintentionally, amen, he couldn't walk to the city of refuge, amen. He had to get there quick as possible. Run, amen. Run. It's a time to run. It's not time to take it easy. Not time to put it on cruise control. It's time to run to the city of refuge. It's the violent that will take it, amen. Praise God. Hebrews 6:17-20 says, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed in by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast.
Amen.
Amen. And this ain't talking about your Spotify account either. And which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
Amen.
Amen. And Brother Branham says here, now if you want to do right, I'm so glad tonight to tell you that there is a city of refuge.
Amen.
That's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you don't want to do wrong, the enemy is after you, then there is a way of escape. And that escape is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. There is a place where you can come and let off the steam. But if you love to sin and you don't want God, then the enemy is going to overtake you somewhere.
Right.
You can't come to Christ because you don't want to.
Right.
Amen.
Yep.
But he's got the roads open. Remember the roads to the city of refuge. They're open. They're wide. They're clean. They even have signs. Everything's ready. All you got to do is get to it.
Right.
You don't have to die in your sin. You don't have to die in your condemnation. You don't have to die in your lifestyle. Seek Christ while he still may be found.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Let's stand to our feet.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing this song, Key of F, I believe, Sister Esther. Draw me, Lord. Amen. How many want to be drawn?
Amen.
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 I want God. Amen. Amen. When I make a mistake, when I do wrong, amen, that city is drawing me. Amen. That city on top of the hill is drawing me. Amen. It's there. It's ready. It's got everything that I need. Amen. I don't have to sit and get killed by the enemy. It's got everything that I need. All I got to do is go to it. Praise God. Draw me, Lord. And I'll come running after you. Draw me, Lord. And I'll come running after you. Oh, draw me, Lord. Draw me, Lord. And I'll come running.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. 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 All the time. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All the time.
Name of the Lord.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Righteous run into, and they are saved.
Satan is out.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into, and they are saved.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most High.
One more time. The name of the Lord.
The name of the Lord. A strong tower, the righteous run into, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into, and they are saved.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most High. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most High.
Blessed be his name. Bless you, Lord Jesus, for you are a strong tower. You are a refuge. You are a strength, Lord. You are a rock. You are a healer. Oh, you are a fortress, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, that we can run to you, Lord, for shelter, for safety, Lord God. We don't have to sit there and wallow in our sin, in our condemnation. Lord, we can run to you, Father God, and be fully safe, Lord. For you are our shelter. You are our refuge. You are our strength, Lord. Thank you, Father, for this example that you've given us, Lord, here in your word, Lord God. And Lord Jesus, help us, Father, that whenever we find ourselves in trouble, Lord God, to run to you, Lord. For you are our refuge, Lord. You are our shelter. You are our strength. Bless us, Lord God Almighty, as we continue, Father God, the rest of this evening, Lord God. And we ask, Lord, that you would just protect your people, Father. And Lord, we thank you. We ask you, Father. Thank you for your word, Lord. Meet every need, Father. And we just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Wade, come on.
Let's give our brother a good hand. Amen.
Good job, buddy. Good job. Amen. Just a few announcements before we leave. Number one, remember to stay here for practice if you're singing this weekend. And also I'd like for all the ones that are going to come up here to the front, and we're going to have the congregation pray over you. So all of you that are going, just come right around here. Come on. Come on, Kay. Come on, Michael. Come on, Abby. They're going to, there's 13 of them, and yep. Come on. Anna, Richard, Anna. They're going to be caring, and Brother Luis, is Christine's going to? Christine, you, no. Well, lucky you. June and I were counselors at Alabama for 8 years, and it was always the weekend of our anniversary. First weekend in October, so it was always around our anniversary, and there was years that we didn't see each other from Thursday till Monday. But it was well worth it. Well worth it. So Brother Luis is going to be a counselor. Anna and Richard are going to be up there with the kids, hauling them back and forth. Also, make sure that you read that. Has everybody got that on WhatsApp? Brother Joe sent it out. What to bring. Pillows and all the different things like that. You got that? Shaking your head, shaking your head, shaking your head, shaking your head, shaking your head. Okay, all right. So if you're shaking your head, then you ought not, don't leave anything there either. Me and June have a yard sale after the Alabama camp and have so much stuff left over. You wouldn't believe people leave, they'd leave suitcases full of stuff. So, but don't do that. Bring it back, okay? And we're going to pray over you. And I hope you, everyone, receive something from God. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you'll have it when you get back. We're going to pray that. If you need healing, if you got something going on in your life that you need some help with, I'm sure God's going to put somebody there to help you. Amen. He said he would. He said he'd never leave us or forsake us. So let's all bow our heads and pray for our youth, Lord. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that you would just be with this group, Lord, that's, Lord, we've seen them grow from just babies up to adults, Father. And Lord, we've seen your hand on many of them, Lord. And we pray that you'd continue to put your hand on each one, Father. Lord, may they have a wonderful time, Lord, but may they have a wonderful time in you first, Lord. The Bible says if they'll put you first, Lord, all the other things will come into being, Lord. They'll make friends. They'll be able to do many activities, Lord, and have fun, be able to enjoy the service, Lord. And I pray that each minister that ministers that weekend, Lord, that you'll give them a special anointing just for the children that are there, Lord, and the young adults, Lord, that they'll get something, Lord, that will be the channel that you're going to speak to these people with. Lord, I pray that you'd be with the ones that are taking them there, Brother Luis, and all the different ones that are going to be counselors, that you'll give them wisdom and that you'll be with them because they're going to be tired on Sunday because the kids are going to wear them out. We know that. But Lord, you said you'd give us supernatural strength, Father. And I pray that you'd be with them as they travel up there in the van, Lord, in the different cars, and that you'll be with them on the way back, Father, and that you'll bring them back together. And we'll have a testimony service, Lord, of the gifts and the things that you've given our kids, Lord. We pray that you'd just be with each one. Thank you, Brother Dale, for allowing the children to go, Lord, and paying their way and being able to let them go, Lord, and serve you, Father. We believe in our youth. As Brother Luis said, if time goes on, there's ministers standing here in the pulpit. There's sisters that are going to be wives of missionaries and wives of ministers, Lord. And I pray that you just keep them all safe, Father. Literally keep them safe, Lord. Save their soul, but Lord, keep the rest of them safe too, Lord. From affliction and anything, Lord, a demon, anything, a power that wants to take over of depression and different things that children go through, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that tower, that refuge, that they'll run to that refuge, and we know there's only one refuge city, and that's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we know where to go. So now, Father, I pray that you'd bless each one. Give us, Lord, strength today. Give us strength for the rest of the week, Father. Just bless each one. Be with us, Lord, as we go to Brother Mike Oltiz this weekend. That you'll give us traveling mercies and be with the brothers here that are preaching for you, Lord, here in the sanctuary. Father, we pray that you'd bless each one. Forgive us of our sins. Bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you're singing, you need to stay for practice. And if not, then God bless you. You're dismissed. Blessed be the name of the Lord.